There's a combination of reasons, Andrew. First of all, as everybody knows, there was an economic crash 10 years ago, 2008-2009, with the result that house prices collapsed down to a quarter or a third of where they were. So we're coming from a very low base. And over the last 4 or 5 years, as confidence returns to the market, prices have been gradually increasing by 5-10% per annum. But as I say, we're coming from a very low base. So Sligo Town, for example, the house prices would be a lot higher than out around the county. When I talk about Sligo Town, I would also include Strandhill, Ross's Point, nearly out as far as Ballysadare, within a 3 or 4 mile radius of Sligo Town. And the average for around Sligo Town for a 3-bed semi-detached would be in or about 170,000. Now, sometimes that might be 130 or 140, but in some cases, 3-bedroom semis can be making over 200,000 euros, especially in places like Strandhill or more places that are desirable for one reason or another. Out in the county then, in places like Tubbercurry, Ballymote, Killarney, over to Enniscrone, those house prices for a 3-bed semi, they can be, they're on average about 90,000-95,000 each. And again, they can vary 70,000 or 80,000 for some, 100,000, 110,000, 120,000 for others. But the average out around County Sligo is about 95,000 euros. You know, it's a broad picture. It brings in a lot of different permutations and variables. Very little building is going on, so the demand is for the existing stock of houses, and people have to buy wherever they're available, and they may have to compromise in terms of location. Where they buy may not be their first choice, but it may be what they can afford. The market is climbing gradually, but houses can still be bought at well below the build cost.